discussion about Radha Krishna, Radha Kripa Katakshastava.
Yes.
And there's some quote that those devotees who chant this stava in the Radha Kund,
yes,
100 times, he will receive darshan.
The first thing he says, karmanashanam. He says, karmanashanam, his karma. Four stages of karma. Parabdha, aparabdha, aparabdha, bhutam, and bijam. These are the stages of manifestation.
So the first thing says, tri karma nashanam. Because prabdha karma is right now, it's happening right now. So it's tri karma nashanam. It's one of the, in the Shruti fala you're speaking of. So the threefold karmas we finished, the kutam bijam and aparabdha, which means no more future birth. If in this life we purify our antakaran, if our antakaran, our, what do you call it, linga sharir, our subtle body becomes purified by bhakti bhajan, cheto dharpana marjanam, then we become mukta jeev. Ihe yasya harer dasya karmana manasagira. Jivan mukta suyuchate. There's a verse that's quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Jivan mukta suyuchate. Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasagira. So in this life, if someone fully dedicates their body, mind, and words, karmana manasa gira. Gira means speech, vacha. And as a haridasi or a haridas, then he becomes jivan mukta suyuchate. He's alive. He's jiv. He's even in the body, but he's mukta. So therefore, this is one fruit that one gets from standing in the Radhakund up to the ankles or waist or neck, or if you're invalid or weak or sick or, you know, varicose veins or whatever, difficulty standing. It takes 5-6 hours of chanting. We've done it a few times. And, you know, you can get faster, you know, time, a few times. You know. Let's say 6 hours maximum. If you're, you know, average Western tongue, Western-style tongue. But India, you know, being Sanskrit, Hindi, it's so similar, maybe rolls off faster. At any rate, so it's a serious standing at one place for 5 hours in the water, which is, it's not just you and the waters of Radhakund, but it's you and all the fish. And not only the fish, but also the turtles. And the turtles are big. And they have big heads and big mouths and razor-sharp jaws. So sometimes they will intimidate you underneath the water, which is basically some karma fall. Some karma fall, some testing from Krishna's agents. Krishna's agents will test your nishta everywhere, not only in the water. Not only in the water of Radhakund, but outside the water of Radhakund, in the air, airplane, in the land, on the train, in the airplane, in your house, in your bedroom. Our nishta and bhakti is always being tested until we really become nishta. We become nishta when ruchi mixes with our nishta, and we're on our way to ruchi because they overlap. So the more ruchi in our nishta, then the more nishta we have. And eventually that nishta transforms into ruchi. Steadiness and taste. Now it's steadiness with some taste, hopefully. Must be some taste. But then it becomes taste with steadiness at the level of ruchi. So these agents of Krishna, they will test us, the trigunas or the kleshas, the adiatmic, adibhautika, adiatmic, adidaivika klesha. They will test our devotion, test our surrender, test our faith. So in the water, these turtles and fish, the fish are 3 feet or 1 meter long, and they're pretty fat. And they swim fast and they bump into your leg and you're not used to it, and so you may become a little frightened. And what to speak if you feel like something is wrapping around your calf, you know, the lower leg, it's kind of skinny. Something, you feel like something is on the top and the bottom, that you're in the middle of the jaws of some turtle. And then you get really, you get scared because you can feel that there's something on either side of my leg, like something sharp on either side of my leg, which means there's an open mouth. Unfortunately, there's no sharks here. So you may get a bite, but you won't lose your life. Because in a few times that we were fortunate enough to do this seva, we had this experience ourselves, and it was really a test. And everything was going fine for about 60 sets, or whatever you call it, 60 stotrams. 60 full stotrams were going, and all of a sudden then it became really hard. Really hard. So little kids would come in the bank and throw stones at you, and monkeys will, and of course if you leave any clothes in the bank, they'll rip them all apart and play with them. So you just have to go there, you know, whatever you're going, you go in with your, you know, bathing attire, clothes, or full, sorry, whatever, etc. And then you come out and go home somewhere and change, otherwise your clothes will all be gone. I learned that one too, first time. So you learn the ropes of the transcendental seva. You become daksha, expert in the seva. Vidakti sevait. So these are some tests. So then it says the Sri Karmanashanam, and then it says that you please Radharani so much that she'll grant her darshan. And then she'll give you darshan of Krishna. So that's true. That's the Shruti fall given by the greatest Vaishnava, Lord Shambhu, Lord Shiva Mahadev. He compiled a stotram. And there's many stotrams. Stotram means prayer. Stuti stotram. In the 10th canto, we have so many stotrams. In the 4th canto, we have Rudra Gita, and Gopi Gita, and Veno Gita, and Viraha Gita, and Brahma Gita, and Mahishi Gita. So many Gitas are there, and songs and stotrams. But Lord Shiva, Mahadev, he calls this prayer the Stavaraj. He calls it the Raj of all Stavas. There are many, many small ministers and many panchayat chiefs, village chieftains, the chief of the village, the Mukhya Pradhan Mantri of the village, the panchayat, thousands of them. And then there's the DM. Then finally there's the governor. Then finally there's the king. So the king is the biggest of all the people in a country. So from Lord Shiva's perspective, he considered that this prayer that he wrote in glorification of Radharani, and also Krishna, also he wrote one, which isn't so popular in Braj, because Krishna's, he's there, but behind Radharani. He's there, but you have to look at Radharani's feet to see him. If you're just looking straight, you only see Radharani. You're looking straight. Oh, Radharani. But then you have to look down at Radharani's feet. Oh, you're with somebody else. There's someone else there. That person at your feet is the person that Lord Brahma was praying to for 62 shlokas in his Samhita. He offers 62 shlokas, Sanskrit shlokas, to that Adi Guru, Jagat Guru, Sri Krishna, and he's at your feet massaging them. Vishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Bhajami Tam Bhajami. I worship you, Govinda, your Purushottam. But Krishna's worshipping Radharani. So he said, this is a Raj, Stotra Raj, Stavaraj, the Stavaraj, Radha Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, the king of all prayers. Because the prayer is about the king of all devotees, the queen of all devotees in this case. The Rani, the Bhakta Rani is Radharani. She's the greatest of all devotees of Krishna, the greatest lover, the greatest servant, and the greatest worshipper, Aradhana, Radhika, Radharani. So this prayer, she is pleased when we chant this prayer in the king of all Leela Stalis, Radhakund. For the Gaudiya Vaishnavas especially, Radhakund is the Braj Leela Stali Chudamani. Braj Leela Stali Chudamani. Braj Leela Stali Chudamani means the crest jewel of all the pastime places in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Chirasikosh Vrindavan is Radhakund. So this is, Radharani will be very pleased and she will give her darshan and give darshan of Krishna. When? That's up to her. Krishna is Swatantra and Radharani is Swatantri. There's Swatantra Bhagavan and Swatantri Shaktiman. Swatantri Shaktimai Radha. And so Tantra Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But if you are a devotee and doing bhakti bhajan anywhere, certainly you also want to see Krishna and Radharani. Every devotee has a heartfelt desire to have darshan of his Ishtadev, Ishtadevata. That is natural, to want to see the one you love. It's natural to want to touch the one you love. It's natural to want to be with the one you love. And it's natural to speak with and serve the one you love. So this is Krishna. He's loving us at every moment, and he's seeing us at every moment, and he's feeling us at every moment, and he's speaking to us at every moment. And he's with us at every moment. From his side, it's like that. But from our side, we don't see him because there's something blocking our vision. There's some cataract, some glaucoma, some ak rogue. It's called ego, hankara. I am great. I am whatever. I am whatever. And it's all an illusion of falsity, which prevents us from seeing Krishna. When love expands in our heart from a seed to a leaf, to a twig, to a branch, to a flower, to a fruit, then as our love, our seed-like love of bhakti in our heart grows, then our humility will grow alongside of it. And with humility and love of God combined, one gets the intelligence to understand the reality of his identity and the eternality of his relationship with Krishna. And then we will drop our ego and live in the loving embrace of Krishna.